So let's review. Our Gemara began by citing a braisa which discusses which avodas on Yom Kippur atone for which sins. Tarabanan, v'chipur es mikdash hakodesh. The pasuk says, v'chipur es mikdash hakodesh ves oil moyed ves mizbeach yichaper va'ala kehanim va'kol am hakol yichaper. Tarabanan, v'chipur es mikdash hakodesh zel lefnei lefnei. The avodas of the dam ha'par and the dam ha'sar on Yom Kippurim atone for tuma that had happened b'shoigig in the kodesh hakodeshim. If, for example, he entered while tamei, well, normally he would need to bring a carbon oil b'yorid to atone for this. However, since he did it b'shoigig and is unaware that this occurred, the avodas Yom Kippurim is toil olav lahagin mina yisurin, protects him from punishment ashi yivadah lo v'yavi b'oil b'yorid, until that time that he becomes aware of it and is able to bring the proper carbon oil moyed zehechel. For one entering the hechel while tamei, mizbeach k'mashmoi. If a kohen did the avodah on the mizbeach while tamei, ichaper elo azaris, someone who entered the azara while tamei. The pasuk continues, hakohanim kimashman, am hakol elo yisrael, ichaper elo halvim, hushvu kulon lekapar achas. All factions of Klal Yisrael receive one kapar together. Shekulon miskapin b'siyah mishtalech b'shar aviris. The siyah mishtalech atones for all of Klal Yisrael for all sins, other than tumas mikdash kedashas. According to Behuda, the kapara for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim is achieved by the Par Kohen Gadol for the Kohanim, and by the Sar Lashem for the rest of Klal Yisrael. While for Shar Averis, there is one carbon, the Sar HaMishtaleach, for both Kohanim and Yisrael. Whereas Reb Shimon agrees that for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim there are separate karbonos for Kohanim and Yisraelim, the Hazois Dam HaPar achieve kapara for the Kohanim, and the Hazois Dam HaSar achieve kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. However, he disagrees and holds that also for Shah Averis, there are separate karbanos for Kohanim and Yisrael. The Vidur Shel Par achieves kapara for the Kohanim, and the Vidur Shel Sar Mishtaleach achieves kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Shavuos that explains that Reb Shimon would still hold that all parts of Klal Yisrael hushu l'kapara achas, and that they all receive atonement on Yom Kippur, it's just that different people receive atonement through different karbanos. The Gemara then cites another pasuk. V'chilu mechaper es ha-kodesh v'es oil moed v'es ha-mizbeach. V'chilu mechaper es ha-kodesh ze lefnei v'lefnim. Oil moed, ze heichel, mizbeach k'mashmoy, to teach, shekulon kapara b'fnei atzman. Each one is considered its own separate kapara. This explains the opinion of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah on the previous daf, identified as Remeir, and detailed in the Braisa that if the dam spilled in the middle of the hazoy shebifnim, he must redo all the hazoy shebifnim. If the dam is spilled in the middle of the Hazor Shebehechel, he must redo all the Hazor Shebehechel, but he does not have to redo all the Hazor Shebefnim. Shekulin kapara b'fnei atzman, because each set of Hazois is a separate kapara, and likewise, regarding the Mizbech Hazav. However, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Oimrim, mimokim shepasek b'sham humaschel. They hold that even in the middle of Hazor Shebefnim or Hazor Shebehechel, he only continues with the new dam from where he left off. For example, if he already did three Hazois, he only does another four hazois. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, v'shnei mekra echad darshu. They both derive their respective opinions from the following pasuk. V'chipa aron, midam chatas hakipurim, achas bashana. Remeir saber, chatas achas amartiloch, v'loy shtei chatois. Each kapara, which is the hazois shebefnim or the hazois shebehechel, must be done from one karbon chatas. Therefore, the whole set must be redone. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon sabi, each hazah may be done only once, not twice. Therefore, he cannot repeat in the hazahs, but continues from where he left off. However, all agree in the case of gamar matanisha b'mizbeach v'nishbech adam divrei hakol ma'akvi. If the dam spilled after he completed all the hazahs b'mizbeach hazav, and all that was left to do was shvichas shirayim, he does not have to get new dam because they all hold shirayim l'ma'akvi. We must point out that when the Gemara says Divri HaKoel, it's referring to these three Tanoim. However, on the previous daf, there are Tanoim who hold Shirayim Ma'akvi. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Li Chalek Rebbe Yaakov Belugin. Rebbe quotes Rebbe Yaakov who says that the same Achlekes applies to Mitzayra, who as part of his purification process brings a lug of oil which is sprinkled seven times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Afterwards, the Kohen applies some of the oil on the right ear, thumb, and toe of the Mitzayra. The remainder of the oil in the hand of the Kohen is poured onto the head of the Mitzayra. If the oil spilled in the middle of the Hazois towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or in the middle of the Matanah Shebe B'Hoynes, According to a mayor, each part must be redone. According to Elazar and Shimon, he continues from where he left off. Also, pouring of the leftover oil on the head of the Metzaira is not Me'akev. The Gemara continues. Amar B'yechanan. Asham Metzaira Sheshachtu Shelo Lishmai. One of the items needed in the purification process of the Metzaira is the bringing of a carbon Asham La'ila. If it was brought Shelo Lishmai, which means that it was brought as another carbon other than the Asham, which as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishmai K'sherim Ela Shelo Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva, the carbon is valid, but he has not fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Yechanan teaches that Remei would hold Yavi Acher B'Yishchet, a new carbon Asher is sacrificed in its place, whereas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar would hold that a new carbon cannot be brought, and that Ein L'Takana, he has no remedy because it says V'Lokach HaKoyin HaSakebes HaEchad, therefore he can never complete his purification process. Rav Chizda disagrees, and says that even according to Remei, he cannot bring a replacement, and Ein L'Takana, he has no way to rectify this situation. He cites the pasuk, "V'hikrev oisei la'asham eslog Hashem." One can only bring one asham, that which is brought with the oil, and no other asham. Specifically, this carbon must be brought and not a replacement. And the Gemara brings a brisa to support Rav Yochanan, which states that if an asham was brought shelo lishmai, then tsarach asham acher la'achshirei. Whereas Rav Chizda answers that in that case as well, tsarach means tsarach ve'en li'takana. The Gemara now examines if tsarach can mean tsarach ve'en li'takana, and brings the case of a Nazir Memurat, which is a Nazir who has no hair. Shaving the hair of the Nazir is a part of the purification process. If the Nazir has no hair, there is a machlekes as to what is to be done. Beishami holds, Tzarech Havaras Tar. We symbolically move a razor along his head, as if to shave the hair, although there is no hair to shave. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, Ein Tzarech Havaras Tar. Moving a razor along the head is not necessary. Two Amayorim argue as to Beishami's words. Rav Avina holds that when Beishami says tzarech, he means that he needs to do this, but in actuality, tzarech ve'en le'takana. The Nazim and Merid has no remedy and cannot achieve true purification. Whereas Rav Pedas holds that according to Beishami, symbolically moving a razor on the head of a Nazim and Merid is sufficient to achieve proper tahara, similar to the Mitzayru who does not have a right thumb or right toe, where according to Rav Elazar, it is enough to place the blood of the carbon on the area where his thumb or toe would be. And so according to Rav Pedas, when Beishami says tzarech, he means tzarech v'yesh le'takana. The Gemara continues discussing the carbon asham of the Mitzayra and explains that two kahanim are needed to receive the blood of the asham Mitzayra. One kohen receives the blood in a kli to sprinkle on the mizbech, and another receives the blood biyad in his hand to sprinkle on the Mitzayra. Each are learned out from different psukim in the Gemara. At the end of the daf, we return to a case of where more than one parasar were brought, because the blood was spilled in the middle. According to Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, Kulam etam begodim b'nesof in abeis adeshen, all the parma and seirim needed to be burned mechutz la'machna, and all kahanim evolved, then their clothes become tamei, as is the halacha of every parbesol shem kippurim. V'chacham ha'imrim, ein metam begodim, ve'ein nesof in abeis adeshen, ela ha'achron hoyo begomet bekapara. Only the last parasar needs to be burned, because it is the one which completed the kapara. Now, in this case, since a new Sar Lashem must be brought in pairs, since it must be done by Gairul, we now also have several goats designated as Sar LaAzazel. Kamasir Mishalech. How many does he send to Azazel? The Gemara answers, only one. Even according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who hold, Kul Nistraf and Abes Adeshin, because Hasam Lake Siv Oisai, Hachak Siv Oisai. Regarding the Sar Lashem, it does not say Oisai. And regarding the Sar La'azazel, it does say Oisai in the Pasuk L'shaleich Oisai La'azazel Hamidbar, which teaches that we send only one Sar La'azazel. However, there is a Machlekes Amarim whether we send Rishon, the first one, or Acharon, the last one. This discussion continues on the next daf.